It was the experience of a lifetime and a validating one as well. Having already qualified for the 2023 World Ironman Championship in Spain, Sault Ste. Marie's Taylor Corelli got an early taste of the event after competing in the 2022 event in Utah in the fall. After a strong performance in Utah, Corelli said the experience was a validation for her. "I definitely feel more prepared for next year now having been part of a larger event," Corelli said. "In the race itself, finishing as well as I did, it felt like validation that I should be there," Corelli added. "I don't feel like as much an imposter anymore. I have a lot more confidence going into next year, which will be helpful." The race differed from many community events in that, in addition to being in a pack of competitors more often, there were bigger crowds lining the course and cheering the athletes on during the event. Anyone who does a long-distance endurance sport, or any sort of individual sport, has to have a pretty strong sense of mental fortitude and intrinsic motivation, Corelli said. "Even if there were no spectators, most people probably never would have stopped. Even just to look around and see that many spectators, it's a reminder that you're at an event that you may never attend again. You're at an event that's a big deal, and these people are appreciating the work you've put in. They took time out of their days or traveled there to cheer you on. It kind of forces you not to slow down, but to reshift your thinking from, oh my gosh, this is awful and I want it to be done, to, this is going to hurt, but I need to appreciate the hurt and the moment that I'm in because it may never come again," Corelli added. After completing the 2022 event with a time of 5 hours 21 minutes and 28 seconds, Corelli was ecstatic with her finish among the nearly 300 competitors in her age category. "To come home and say I'm in the top 100 triathletes in my age group in the world is pretty incredible," Corelli said. As a whole, the event differed a lot from many of the previous smaller events she has competed in. "It was a very unique experience," Corelli said. "It was more than just the race. It was a multi-day event. I knew it was going to be a lot, but I didn't realize how intense it was really going to be." Corelli added that the race wasn't like most that she's competed in leading up to the Worlds. "While everyone is super nice, it's no one's first race," Corelli said. "It was many people's first world championship, but nobody's first triathlon ever." Corelli also said that her approach to the race wasn't any different than previous events she's been a part of. "I approach every race very intensely," Corelli said. "I'm very anxious and very nervous before every race, so the race itself didn't feel different to me. I knew I had put in training and deserved to be there. Once the gun went off, I just had to do what I've always done, and I would get through it. The atmosphere when you just took a minute to think about what was going on and looked around and you could see the top triathletes in the world are there with you, you're like, oh my god, how did I get here? It was different, but at the same time, I couldn't think about it too much." Corelli added that approached race day as she normally would in some regard before using the day off after the race to truly take in the event. "Obviously everybody has put in a lot of work to this point," Corelli said. "Every race is special in its own way, and I find in every race, people are supportive and encouraging, but when you're at the World Championship and you're surrounded by people who've been through everything and done all the hard work, put in all the same sacrifices, it's a little bit different." The 2023 event is scheduled for September 20-24 in Pontevedra, Spain.